such as Kanye West and Big Crit are producing their tracks using samples. Do you think that this takes away the originality of hip-hop, especially if more than one artist uses the same sample?
Who the hell asked that question?
This question comes from Tevin Bailey. Thank you.
Hi, Tevin Bailey. Did you not know that hip-hop was based on samples?
I'm
confused.
In defense of Tevin Bailey, it's been a lot of critics. I remember when Puff Daddy did that album... I can't think of the name of the album because I don't follow.
Did he Dirty Money?
But he sampled every track on his album was a sample, and a lot of people criticized that, saying like, "What are you doing? This is not originality."
Hip hop started out with
samples. Like
Chuck D said, "Hip hop is a sample sport." So I don't understand that one.
I mean, they were rhyming over disco beats back in the day,
right?
Which is
I don't think it's just disco beats. I mean, like when you take a sample of something, a track that an artist has already done.
Sampling is a part of hip hop.
Some people would disagree with that.
No, listen.
Who would disagree with that?
The
critics?
No.
Then they
don't know. They don't know
about
hip hop.
Sampling in itself is an art, because not every producer can sample. You know what I'm saying? Properly and make it sound good. So to me, I think that a producer that could hear a sample or hear an original track, take that sample, make it into hip hop, and then have another producer take that same sample that he heard on the hip hop beat and then flip it, yo, that's creativity. That's creativity. I honestly believe that helps hip hop. You know what I'm saying? I just think it helps hip hop.
I think part of the problem may have been the increased usage of sampling and a lot of producers coming out and sampling and putting something together, and all of a sudden and there's, like you said, there's no real creativity there. You know, you're just taking something basic and just putting it on there and maybe chopping it up a little bit, and that's it. And all of a sudden you're a producer. So I think that's part of the issue. And I think because you have guys like Kanye West that came out and he does a lot of sampling, I think a lot of people tried to bite that formula and tried to come into the game. And I think that's where maybe the critics are having an issue. It's not necessarily with sampling, but probably with the increase.
Exactly, because you always got to blame somebody. When something gets popular like that,
and people start copycatting, you have to blame somebody. You know, so people are going to blame, you know, the Kanye, oh, well, you're sampling too much. Of course you got to blame him, because if everybody else is doing it and it doesn't sound as good, well, it's his fault because he's sampling. Well, it's not really his fault because he does it well. It's these other people's fault that can't do it.
Talking about critics, it goes back to the conversation we had about, is hip-hop actually respected as an art form? I think that is still those critics who don't consider hip-hop a valid art form because they're not playing instruments. Because they'll look at that. They don't understand how difficult sampling is. They think that all it is you're taking someone else's music and you're rhyming over it. It's not that simple. So that's another way that they can say that hip-hop is not valid. They're not musicians because they're not playing instruments. They're not writing songs. But it's not that simple.
Yeah.
Sampling is a huge part of hip-hop. I don't think it takes away from the originality at all. I think just like, you know, they're saying, it's these motherfuckers that don't know what the hell they're doing that are taking away from the originality, because all you're doing is you're copying what somebody else did and you're not improving on it. That's what hip-hop is doing when you do sampling. In their minds, they're taking what somebody else created that they already respect. They take what they created and they improve upon it. Artists have done that since day one. Look at the Renaissance era. Motherfuckers were taking general ideas and just building on them. That's what people do. That's what artists do. So I'm not really feeling that question. Hey, no disrespect to Tevin Bailey. No disrespect whatsoever to Tevin Bailey. I just, I'm not really understanding that one.
Sampling's been going on from the beginning. One of the original producing instruments is used for sampling, the MPC. So how can you,
I don't know.
Producers been doing it for a long time. I mean, don't blame Kanye West, because Pete Rock, DJ Premier, you know, a lot of Marley Marv, a lot of them dudes been sampling for the longest. I done heard producers flip a Michael Jackson song, a Thriller song, and it just sounds completely different in their own way. I mean, that's what makes sampling an art. You know, you can flip it and make it sound like your own beat. That's dope. That's sampling. It don't take away from hip hop. That is hip hop.